This podcast is sponsored by T&D Power Skills. Take back control of your training message, delivery, and cost.
Hello, utility world. It's Kurt Moreland, associate publisher with Incident Prevention and Utility Fleet Professional, live at the ATSA show, which is a traffic safety show. So if you hear any noise in the background, that is on purpose. That's the show noise. We are here live, and as part of my continuing coverage to search out new and innovative products, I'm at the Traffix Devices booth, and they are an advertiser with us, and we are going to talk about a subject that doesn't get a lot of attention but is near and dear to my heart, called attenuators. So I've got three gentlemen from Traffix Devices, and they're going to go ahead and introduce themselves. Go ahead, guys.
Hi, my name is Scott Ryan, and I've been with Traffix Devices 25 years. I'm a national sales manager, vice president of marketing, and that's what I do.
Hi, my name is Felipe Almanza. I work in the engineering department. I've been with Traffix for 18 years, and I'm part of the product development team for new and innovative products.
Hello, my name is Jeff Moss. I'm Vice President of Engineering for Traffix Devices. I've been with the company for 16 years now.
So in doing a little bit of research for this podcast, and we're going to get into what attenuators are all about in a minute, I was very surprised to find out that between 124 to 143 work zone workers are killed every year. And that number has probably gone up. These statistics go to 2019. So you can only imagine with distracted driving, you know, what those numbers are going to be looking like. So anyway, let's start off first. I'm going to ask my group here, tell me what an attenuator is for those of who do not know.
A truck-mounted attenuator is a sacrificial device that's mounted to the rear of a heavyweight hose truck that's purposely put in harm's way on the roadway between the motoring public that may be distracted, as Kurt mentioned, and it's put between them and at-risk workers that are on the road.
Yeah, and as I, correct me if I'm wrong, but when I'm saying it in a phrase, I say it's a crash trailer.
Crash cushion. Yeah, it can be a crash trailer or a towable, as we call them, because they don't haul cargo, so they're not really a trailer in that sense, but or a truck-mounted attenuator. So towable attenuator or truck-mounted attenuator. Either way, they are a crash cushion that is sacrificial.
Yeah, and when I'm walking around the show, I hear the word MASH. Now, I used to watch the TV show MASH, but I don't think that's the same thing.
Yeah, that's correct. MASH is an acronym for a test standard that we're required to comply with. MASH means for the Manual of Assessing Safety Hardware. And as a crash cushion attenuator manufacturer, we're required to meet the requirements of the MASH criteria for all of our attenuation products, which we go through a whole series of impacts into various crash cushions with vehicles that are very small to large heavy trucks, such as a 5,000-pound pickup truck.
Yeah, and just to add to another statistic, the BLS government reports that, you know, we already talked about fatalities, but what about injuries? 860 to 1,840 injuries, road construction injuries a year regarding crashes, and I'm sure that an attenuator could help help with that situation.
You know, attenuators do save lives every day out there. For not only the motorist that's not paying attention, but also for the workers. You know, these guys put their lives on the line, and all they want to do is put in a day's work and go home. And distracted driving is a huge thing. Of course, it used to be drunk driving, which is still a thing. But distracted driving with the phones and everything, people are running into equipment and running over workers, and it's really not good. So here at ATSA, American Traffic Safety Service Association, our group of manufacturers and contractors that deploy the traffic control products out on the roadway, you know, we've all taken basically an oath, and you know, it's not an official oath, but we're trying to march towards zero deaths out there on the roadway.
Yeah, and I'm going to relate a personal story, and why I'm a big champion of attenuators is I was actually driving out in Oak Brook, Illinois, in thick fog. I could barely see in front of me, And being in the industry, I got scared because I came right up on the back of a bucket truck. Now, I know they're worth $500,000, but just the fact that there was a worker up above, suspended in the air, working on a traffic signal, and the only thing between my vehicle and him were two flimsy cones. And that just shouldn't be. So, you know, we're big proponents of attenuators. You know, I'm going to ask you guys about this because, from what I understand, states have required attenuators somewhere, but it's not a national regulation. Can you guys give me an update of, you know, what are, you know, what's the normal, you know, politics, or they're not mandatory yet, but some have adopted it, that type of thing.
So, you know, I'm just going to kind of digress a little bit. The federal government sends out rules and regulations for traffic control and traffic safety and roadside safety products that are out there on the road that we all take for granted. You know, I mean, but all this stuff's got to go through testing. And they try and do best practices out there. And they've realized that, you know, the traveling motorist is running into the back of equipment because they are distracted. And so they've started requesting, suggesting. It's not a shall, it's a should kind of thing, okay? And it's all about the verbiage in the specs, but it's not a shall in some states, and it's not a shall by the feds requiring it. So it's up to each state to mandate whether contractors put crash cushion or TMA trucks, truck-mounted attenuators, out there on the roadway to shadow a vehicle that's already out there. So as an example, a herbicide truck that's spraying weed killer on the side of the road, or they are slow moving, they're on the shoulder, they're not out in the roadway, but you know, somebody's going to run into them, and they do, and they shouldn't die for that. What we need to do is have a shadow vehicle with a truck-mounted attenuator on it, in between the herbicide truck and the traveling motorist. So that way they run into the back of the cushion if they're distracted, and they get to live, the worker gets to live, the equipment gets to survive. I mean, you know, the only thing we're out is, you know, a $25,000 crash cushion as opposed to a $200,000 vehicle. You know,
yeah.
Pickup, or not pickup truck, herbicide truck. So, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of positive things here. Mainly, though, it's the life we save.
Yeah, and the application I see most often in our industry is tree trimming. You know, because there's a lot of tree trimming and arborist work around the utility lines. And so that needs to be done. Do you guys want to add anything as far as any updates on what you're hearing for regulations or laws or legislation or anything like that?
Yeah, one of the newest applications for our truck-mounted attenuators is for first responders. That has become very prevalent in the last few years. First responders that go onto the highway or even off-highway in low-speed applications will take a fire truck and use it as what they call as a blocker vehicle in order to prevent the vehicle or the traveling public from intruding into an accident scene. Well, in the last couple of years, many of these first responder organizations have recognized that a first responder fire truck is in need of an energy absorbing device like a truck mounted attenuator. This will block the fire department and their first responders while they're attending an accident person in the car. It will also minimize the opportunity for the traveling public to get exposed and go into the accident scene. So we're seeing more and more fire departments, first responders, using these truck-mounted attenuators in applications that are referred to as blocker vehicles.
Yeah, and when I see that scene, I always wonder, wow, you know, what if there's a fire? Shouldn't that fire truck be at a fire?
And Jeff, that's exactly right. So, as Felipe eloquently said, there are these new applications that we see are so important, and then the applications that we see in the future that we're trying to promote, and that is utilities. You, Kurt, had mentioned the tree trimming. We see that as infrastructure improvements are made here in the States, that There's going to be a need for tearing up roadways where there's sewer improvements, there's water line, cable lines, all those things where workers are put on the road, and those workers are at risk. And it might not always be that high-speed highway, but it's going to be roadways that are at lower rated speeds, maybe 50 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour, and such. And that is something that Traffix Devices is taking to heart, and we are actively working to develop that next generation to protect utility workers and workers like that on lower speed roadways in addition to the high speed roadways.
Well, and as Jeff said, we have developed a TL2, which is a test level 2 truck mounted attenuator, and we currently have it on the market. And it's made really, we call it the Metro, because it's made for the urban market, the lower speed streets, and it's starting to gain a lot of traction. Yeah, we've only been out with it a couple of years, but it's doing really well.
These days, safety and training managers are at a loss about how to control their line worker training programs. Things are changing fast, and you need a solution that has the flexibility to keep up. T&D Power Skills is a comprehensive 78-unit curriculum designed with the adult learner in mind. Control your message by customizing the program to meet your needs and training yard specs. Control your delivery with the flexibility to scale from single-unit refresher training to a fully DOL-certified 8,000-hour apprenticeship program. Control your costs with flexible delivery models that scale from companies with just a few crews to large utilities and contractors. Courseware is also available for your own third-party enterprise learning management system and through a traditional DVD model as well. Line workers absorb the info they need through engaging video, detailed workbooks, quizzes, final exams, and our custom essential field performance requirements checklists. To learn more, visit us online at tdpowerskills.com. Again, that's tdpowerskills.com. And use the referral code IP2024 to get an exclusive podcast listener 5% discount.
Well,
yeah, and I'm proud to be in the utility market because, you know, utilities have the money to invest. And they care about their workers and all the things that you guys talked about. And to me, when I come up on a work site and I see an attenuator in place, it tells me that the employer cares about their workers, that they've been willing to make that investment. So let's shift gears a little bit. Tell me a little bit about Traffix Devices. I think you guys are out of California. Tell me a little bit about the company.
So Kurt, we've been in business since 1986. We started with one product, and that was an orange traffic barrel, the plastic orange barrel that you see out there for road construction. And it's made out of polyethylene plastic, and we mold those today. And I don't know that we're the largest, but we're one of the largest. We have some competitors out there, but we probably sell the most, if not close to the most, of orange barrels and tall cones, delineators, barricades. We've expanded our line. We've got over 150 different products, and it's always exciting. We just came out with a new product that's a fixed attenuator. It's called the Delta, and everybody will drive by it and won't even pay attention to it, but when you run into it, you'll get to walk away, and that's the main thing. So, yeah, we've been in business since 1986, about 35 years.
You guys have come a long way from orange barrels to attenuator trailers. Not to put you on the spot, but what is like the average price of a attenuator trailer or a truck mounted attenuator? I just want to get a feel for, you know, that versus the cost of equipment and life type of thing. Like if I'm going to go to my boss and say, I think we should get an attenuator.
Need to budget this much money,
right,
kind of thing. Yeah,
right.
They should probably, for a truck-mounted or trailerable, towable attenuator, I would say somewhere around the $40,000 range.
Oh, wow. That's very reasonable.
Yeah,
again, considering the investment in utility equipment, and again, you know, not to mention the worker. You don't want an injured worker downtime. Because, again, not just the fatality factor, but the injury, you know, even if it's a broken leg or arm or something, that's... that's downtime for a line worker.
Oh, yeah.
That could be out there getting the power on and that. So.
Sure. And, you know, what I was quoting is strictly the cushion itself, mm-hmm. not the vehicle, not the towing vehicle, not the truck that the cushion is mounted to.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I'm going to ask Philippe and Jeff a quick question. You guys have been developing some new products, the Scorpion. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys tell me, you know, what's new, what's on the drawing board for 2022?
Well, for this year, as we had mentioned, our designs for the more lower speed applications off-highway. Many of our products are used in high-speed applications where up to 62 miles per hour. But many of these utility companies off-highway applications really require a smaller attenuator and rated up to about 50 miles per hour. And that's the Metro that we talked about previously. That's a big push for us. That's also a big push for, again, the first responders, some of the utility companies that are doing work out there, because they also need the protection, even at the low-speed applications. And again, it's about saving lives. It's about protecting the equipment. And that's really what we have a big passion for. And we're always going to be developing new products and new innovative ideas to protect the traveling public and the workers in the construction zone.
Yeah, now, Jeff, you guys actually had a Scorpion truck mounted on the back of a bucket truck, which was kind of different, and we covered that in our Utility Fleet Professional magazine. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I think I was outside the loop on that one. Sorry.
Sorry, we'll scratch that. But anyway, go ahead, Jeff, and expound upon what Philippe said about what you guys are doing, and tell us about the Scorpion.
Developing?
So there's so many things that we're doing in for the Scorpion development. We're always looking to improve safety, reliability of the product. We're looking for things that we can do to raise awareness on the roadway. So on the motorway, we've got this amazing life-saving device that we put out there, and we have saved so many lives. We make videos about saving lives on the roadway and great stories that go with them. We do that, but we're also looking at ways that we can reduce incidents where vehicles strike that device. We're looking at better lighting, better information to the motoring public to keep them safer. We push lightweight message boards that give information, so it's not just a flashing light that would get your attention, but message boards that are out on the road to tell people what's going on, why are they slowing, what's going on. We've got a lane closure ahead. We call that out. We might have an arrow, but we'd also have verbiage written on message boards, variable message boards that are put out that tell you lane closed next 3 miles. So you know what to expect for that work zone and how we can improve safety that way.
Yeah, I actually visited a booth at ATSA where there's a service where they're going to say, you know, everybody's going to have the new cars. Are going to have the, you know, the digital dashboard with basically like a TV, and they're going to start like pumping the messages that you would see on the Amber Alert, like right into your car. I mean, I guess that's the vision. So, anyway, speaking of good stories, I always like a good celebrity encounter story. So I heard you guys had one with your company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this happened a while ago, but one of our coworkers was taking a flight, and he sat down, and they actually grabbed him and bumped him up to first class. So he's up in the first class cabin, and he sits down next to a guy, and he just says, "Hi, how you doing? I'm so and so," and the guy goes, "Hi, I'm Troy," and he goes, "Oh, okay. Well, what do you do?" He goes, "Well, And this was back in the 80s when Troy Aikman was the quarterback of the Cowboys. He's on a flight, and he goes, I play football. And he's just like, "Oh, okay." And didn't know who he was. Absolutely didn't know who he was. So we still chuckle about that to this day, yeah.
America's team. He didn't know the core. Everybody knows who the quarterback of America's team is, even if you're not a Cowboys fan. So, and now Troy's in the booth, so... Double shame on him. So
I think he knows who he is now.
Yeah, definitely. So we talked a little bit about everything. I'm also going to say that I found a good website, and this is an organization that works with ATSA to find good safety information for your meetings, is workzonesafety.org.
Yep.
So check that out for some of the statistics if you need that. So guys, this has been a great meeting. We've learned a lot. And for our listeners out there, tell us, how can they get a hold of you and how can they watch some of your videos?
So we've got a website, of course. I think everybody does. So it's www.trafixdevices.com. That's TRAFFIXDEVICES.com. And you can go there. It's open to everybody. You can click on it and click on a product. And if we've got video for the product, it'll be right there in the link. And you can click to it. And we also have a YouTube channel, Trafix Devices, YouTube at or / Trafix Devices. I forget how it goes. My computer's just automatically programmed now. I've gone there so much, I don't even remember. But
and then there's your phone and email, too.
Right. So
well, who out of the three of you would you like one of our listeners to reach out to if they have any questions?
You know, we have a they can go to the website and push contact up at the top and get us from there, fill out their name, address, question. Our phone number is listed on the website, but it's 949-361-5663, and info@trafixdevices will get you to us.
That sounds good. Well, again, this is Kurt Moreland, Associate Publisher with Incident Prevention, and we're live at the ATSA show. Hope that you all have learned something about attenuators and working in construction safety. I want to thank Trafix Devices and their team here. If you guys all want to say goodbye.
Hey, thanks for listening and tuning in. If you got any questions, give us a call.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, and be safe out on the roadways.
There you go, Jeff. You took my line. Roll safe out there, everybody.
If you'd like to hear more of our podcasts, go to our website at incident-prevention.com/podcast to get more, or search Incident Prevention wherever you get your podcasts from. Until next time, stay safe.
This podcast is sponsored by T&D PowerSkills. Take back control of your training message, delivery, and cost.